Hey, what's up, folks? It's Freeview Lost Zane Recordings time. Each of these is just a snippet of a three-hour show that I did on 107.3 WBBL. Trying to start up my own morning show after my demise across the street. And we spent 2 years, 9 months. Well, those shows are coming back to life on my Patreon. Full shows released twice a week. So you can check those out. I deliver a free view for you right now. See if you like it. And if you're interested, go to my Patreon and check out the full show. Just part of the many things that I deliver each and every week on my Patreon. Okay. $5 or $10 a month. It can all be yours. $5 a month is all of the audio, 15 plus hours per week for your listening enjoyment. $10 a month is all of that, plus the video and the live streams and the video archive. All there for you on Patreon. If you really like it, switch it over to a yearly and I will knock 10% off of it for you. Just check it out. Maybe you'll like it. And then you're out $5. What the heck? If you don't, hopefully you will like it. But I work really hard at it. And more often than not, people love the Patreon. Okay, there you go. That's a great accessory to the free podcast. Here is my free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Enjoy, and thanks for the time.
And good morning. The Art Zane Show. Show number 139 away on a Friday. Welcome in. Warming up. It's much warmer this morning. Julius is here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Faladone is here on the phones.
Oh, God.
It seems like the weekends are getting busier and busier. It seems like during the week is like time off. It's this weekend. A lot happening. Michigan State. Got the Halloween party at the Bob Saturday night. A ton of stuff. Not bad today. High up around 63. We'll see some sun. I think this is like the last hurrah for anything in the 60s. I don't know. I'm not completely positive on that. I keep hearing talk about snow will hit early this year.
Oh, really?
44 outside right now. You know how they do that. They say, oh, yeah, long-term forecast. In a month, we'll get snow. It's like, no kidding.
Supposed to be up in the 60s next week, too.
Oh, really? Good.
Tuesday, good. Wednesday, Monday even.
Stretching it on through. Take that. And then we'll see what happens. So huge prediction yesterday. This is how you do it. You throw out a bold one that no one believes. And then in the event that you're right, you go, see, I knew it. And then if you're wrong, you say nothing. That's pretty much the formula, right? Is that what Bill does?
I think so. Sounds about right.
So, yesterday I said Spartans will win 31-3.
Oh, okay.
Just to see the reaction, Bill insisted I was on some type of hallucinogenic drugs and said that I needed my medicine. Everybody else responded with, yeah, he's on crack, and so on and so forth. And let's see, Mike writes, bah-ha-ha-ha, MSU could pull an upset, but they will not score 31. In fact, you might want to flip those scores around.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. More like 31-3 Michigan.
Nick says Zane needs a drug test immediately. Matt says the same thing. Someone needs a pee test. And you're probably right. But it's still fun to throw it out there. Because nobody gives the Spartans a chance at winning that game. Wings win last night in a shootout.
There you go. Blues are a good team.
This one was tied 1-1 going into overtime. Nothing. I love the NHL's overtime now, by the way. You see fewer and fewer shootouts after that rule about playing. Is it 3-on-3 or it's 3-on-3?
I thought it was 4-on-4. Unless they took it down to 3-on-3.
It is 3-on-3.
That's fun. Oh, yeah, that's right. They did change that
because
last year.
They tested it in the American League. The first when they tested it, it was weird because I don't know if you ever saw a game like that. It is, in the American League, when they first started to tinker with it, because the NHL was so many shootouts, the American League did the first, like, 2 minutes of overtime, 4-on-4, and then the first whistle after that drops down to 3-on-3. Well, shootouts were way down in the American League a couple of years ago, and games were being solved on the ice.
I don't know why people don't like shootouts.
And then they went to, I know why Jimmy Howard doesn't like them. And, fans were starting, more fans disliked shootouts.
Right.
So, and then a lot of the owners' meetings, they said, all right, let's try. The American League did that to great success. Let's forget the 4-on-4 completely and go right to 3-on-3. And so you have these crazy overtimes where plenty of teams were winning that. And that was not the case last night, though, as it went to a shootout and a marathon 8-rounder.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
you
that.
You don't see that. Hank Zetterberg.
Maybe Henrik Zetterberg will just shoot the darn puck.
Oh, he's going to be mad at me if I mention off before him, isn't he?
Gets the puck center.
Zetterberg on Allen. Scores! Red Wings win it 2-1 and a 6-game winning streak.
Ken is always so excited.
Oh, he's great.
The captain finishes it in St. Louis.
The Red Wings win it.
That was that. So Wings win again.
6-game win streak is nothing to like smirk at. That's a serious winning streak right there.
They started out the season 0-2.
And looked terrible doing it.
They did look very bad, but it's like, we got it now. So they're off and running. I don't know when the next game is, but...
I think having Ryan Sproul kind of helps them.
Boy,
he seems to be playing really well.
6'3", really hard shot. And, he's one of those guys that played a long time here in GR. And then quietly, as the... training camp went along, you had all this talk about who's going to play forward, Athanasiou, Mantha. Sproul earns a job, and then he's...
Well, he didn't play the first couple games, right? He was a healthy scratch.
Yeah,
really, what the heck are they doing? You know what they're going to do, though? If Cronwall does come back, they'll probably send down Sproul. Just watch.
I don't know. Marchenko, maybe. He's playing pretty well, too, though. He had an assist last night. And
you know what would be best? If he just doesn't come back.
If
Cronwall.
Well, a lot of people are saying he's not going to. I talked to Bob Kayser, and he said, I would be surprised. He doesn't know anything. He just said it's just not looking great.
He's always injured, it seems. Like some sort of nagging injury.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just time to retire. 35, that's a healthy career.
Yeah, I would say. But we'll see, man. But the Wings are playing terrific. Griff's play this weekend in Charlotte. Announcement about the live show. There will be booze. This is a big deal. And I didn't... It came up when I was talking to Jenna from the Veterans organization that's helping put on our event for the Veterans Day live show, part of their Veterans Day salute at the American Legion on November 11th. And I was like, hey, you guys, people go there and hang out and have beers and stuff, right? She goes, oh, yeah, we can serve booze. I go, what's the earliest you can serve it? She goes, well, our permit is set up for noon. I go, can you bump it back 5 hours? Because I knew the earliest you could sell is 7 a.m. in Michigan. And she goes, probably just a couple of emails of the liquor control. I'll see what I can do. Sure enough, yesterday, we're all set. Booze. And, beer, mixed drinks, the works. Of course, you got to pay for them, but people don't care.
No, yeah.
They don't. If they're going to buy.
Liquor it up at 7 a.m., that's fine.
Yes, happens all the time. So the show will really get funny at about 7:15. The more you drink, the funnier we'll be.
Oh, yeah, drink a lot.
Keep drinking. So booze at the live show. And I went on a business call yesterday with Charlie. Pew, 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 see you on the flip-flop. By the way, that's his new thing. He says, all right, man, I'll see you on the flip-flop. I'm like, what is that?
What does flip-flop mean?
Charlie is known to say that. All right, man, I'll see you on the Jimmy Jai flip-flop. What? What is that? Met Charlie over at the corporate office of Vape Juice in downtown Granville and walked into there, met with Steven, the owner, and chit-chatted up a little bit and saw him on the flip-flop. And they're sponsoring the live show now. So the show is brought to you by Vape Juice. They've been terrific because they've given they've helped us out a lot. Raising money for the AT Children's Project over the past year. And that's been very, very kind. So I thanked him for that. And then we said, hey, man, we want somebody to be like the title sponsor of this thing. And he said, okay, we're all about it. So now Vape Juice is on board. Now, that was like the first 5 minutes of the meeting. The next hour was playing with the PlayStation 4 Sony VR.
I saw you doing that. Why were you doing that?
Well,
why did they have it?
Because this is one of those places where they do like 1 minute of work a day and then play video games. The vape industry has been good for the people
apparently
at VapeJuice. And so I noticed it as soon as we walked in, because they haven't been in this building that long. They have an office in the Millennium Building in Granville, which is a great place. And it's like they haven't been there that long. So it's like they did the the setup of, all right, we just moved in. Put this desk here. And all the video game setup goes here. And that gets done first. So you go in and there's gear everywhere. And there's like couches all around the TV. This is in their office. And
I thought they were doing some kind of, I don't know. I couldn't figure out what they were doing.
No, they just play video games. That's all they do.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So I walk in there and he goes, hey, you have to try this. And I go, I would love to. Now, on that Facebook Live video that I threw up there at Eric Zane, at the Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, I say, well, dudes, you got to understand, when I'm barely moving on Call of Duty, the scrolling of the screen, it makes me nauseous. And, well, you're in trouble then. Put this thing on. And you put this, you've seen virtual reality setups, how the thing goes right over your face. Now, when you turn it on, just turn it on, you haven't even started playing the game. That was, I'm like, oh, I'm just looking at like trademark licensing information, and I'm just like staring around the room. I'm like, this is so cool. It's like being in the best IMAX theater you've ever been at.
Really?
And it has so been perfected by this setup with Sony. I don't know if there's any other ones out there, but this, okay, obviously the PlayStation 4 is going to cost you however much it costs you to get this set up with that.
The bundle costs $500.
Yeah. Okay, for the VR?
Yes.
Okay, now
plus
that,
launch.
But that doesn't include an actual PlayStation 4. I think the bundle is cameras, controllers, the gear that goes on your head, and things like that. I think you have to have a PS4 to begin with.
Yes.
Okay, so neighborhood of $1,000. I'm telling you, everybody has to have this. Beg, borrow, steal, get it, and just use it. Okay. The thing that they put in front of me was basically just a, it like comes with the disc. It's not even a game. It's
right.
Just so that you can get an idea of what's going on in the virtual reality world. And so this is, I'm in a shark cage.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes. And that's what I can see. And you can see it on the TV screen in two dimensions. But for me, it's all around you.
That's cool.
So when I look to the left and right of the screen, I'm seeing the entire undersea world.
Was it the world's game that they include in it? And you get to, oh yeah, it has to be. And you get to go, so you're in like a shark tank.
I'm in a shark tank. And they're lowering me down and I see the coral reefs and I see all the aquatic life. I actually said it. I go, there's a school of dory right in front of me. And there was. And then you see crabs and then rays and sharks. And you look up. If you look straight up, you see the bottom of the boat.
Oh, that's cool.
As it's lowering you down in this cage. You look down, you see this abyss that they're lowering you down into.
Yeah. How do you move? You have a controller?
In this one, you don't. But in other games, you do. For example, Charlie played this shooting game, and he had in his hands two guns.
Oh, I'm sure he loved that.
And but they're like controllers. They look like sticks, but what you see is your hand holding the gun. So he's driving down the road, and he's got a driver, and these guys on motorcycles are trying to shoot him. And he's just putting his arms out. Bah, 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 bah.
Is he making sound effects?
Earlier in the game, you had to light up a, it was in the, like the, it was not so much the shooting portion of the game, it was a storyline, and he's having a meeting with some like, loudmouth guy, organized crime, and Charlie smoking a cigar. And you hear Charlie going, he's actually puffing on this cigar. So brought to mind a bunch of several, it brought to mind several jokes. I could have, I avoided that. But then we're driving down the road, and Charlie, or he's driving down the road, and there's people like trying to shoot at him, and there are motorcycles, and he's, and he's got an Uzi.
That's cool.
And he's just lighting them up, man. You see like body parts go flying, and he, you know, it's incredible. You run out of ammo, you gotta pop out the clip.
Oh, really?
You gotta grab another clip.
Sounds like a hard game.
Pop it in. It's actually very playable. It's very fun. It wasn't.
How do you play like sports games and stuff?
I don't know. We didn't get that far, but I think we're just scratching the surface here.
It looks really good. Does it feel like I don't know? Does it flow well?
Yes, glitch? Not a damn thing. And it you know, it doesn't. You know, like when you play like FIFA or you know how incredibly lifelike that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that level, but maybe just a step down.
Right.
But the movement is all perfect. There, I couldn't find any weaknesses with it. I mean, as much of a novice as I am at this, but Charlie was like, he's kind of a novice. He doesn't really play games, but these guys do.
And, well, apparently,
and they love it, and that's all they do now, man. Vape Juice is going to go out of business before the live show because these guys are all they're doing is jumping into this virtual world.
It's all good. They can you know, pick that up as a full-time job.
Oh,
play video games.
Yes, they are actually doing that. They're on Twitch, and what they're what they do now is they say, "Hey, we're going to be playing this," and they get their customers on there, and they have a captive audience while they're playing. And they talk about various products and things like that with all these dudes who vape.
See, that's smart. Games. That's some good marketing.
Because people who vape play games, and people who play games vape. So they originally Vape Juice signed up to be as part of Summertime Blues,
right?
And they spent a certain amount of money to be part of the event. Well, I don't know if you know this, but people who go to the Summertime Blues, they don't vape,
except for Rob Brandt.
They smoke. They smoke cigarettes and cigars. So they like, God, we don't want to do that anymore. So we said, all right, we got something else for you in the future. And we were hoping that this live show would come to pass. Here it is. Boom. So that's how they got involved. When I'm in underwater, though, so they're lowering down the cage.
Right.
You feel like you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really feel that your body is tricking you to the sensation of going down.
That's cool.
It was staggering.
I want to try that out.
You can. I'll take you over there. You'll love it. Tricks all of your senses completely. The only thing that's different is I can hear Charlie talking in the background saying, "Yeah, there, go get him over the side on the flip flop." And I'm like, "Well, that's definitely not underwater.
Go get that shark, man. Watch out."
And then so then they lower your weight down. You see like this wreckage of a submarine, a nuclear sub. And then while you're playing, and this isn't playing, it's just to experience.
It's kind of like watching a movie. They're just taking you through it.
Yes, and you're in the freaking film. A shark attacks my cage.
I saw that. You were trying to punch it like a moron.
Oh. So I can't say enough about this. It's a must have. It's that absurd. It's like, I was like, well, I'm going to go drop everything today and go get one of these.
What would your wife say if you showed up with this big old bundle? Do you have a PlayStation?
No, we don't. My son does, but because he wanted to be a professional gamer one day.
There you go.
And I'll just get one. I don't care what it takes. I'll go get it. and she was watching it. Now, I knew we were in good shape to get her on board with this because she sat there and watched the whole thing. And it's just me looking at a two-dimensional screen. And she goes, this looks fine. This is fantastic. Can we go get one? I'm like, yes! Yes!
She's, you're going to be doing this as your hobby?
Oh, she's all about it. And one of the things I talked about when we were doing it, I said, now, there has to be some connection to the porn industry.
Oh, I'm surprised there already isn't.
It has to already be out there. It's that absurd. I mean,
you're going to be a gamer soon. You're just going to be drinking Mountain Dew and eating Cheetos. You'd be fat. You're going to have a beard.
It's on the way, you're saying?
Yeah.
Man. Wow. I haven't really gotten into video games in a long time, but to me, this seems so worth it.
I'm actually watching their Twitch right now. I pulled it up real quick. It looks pretty cool.
Of vape juice?
Yeah, they're playing some game. And this dude, it's like a Pong game. Like a 3D Pong.
Oh, man.
Except you were looking at it from behind, and the guy's just like moving his head to which way to hit his paddle.
You know it's good if they have managed, whoever made all this stuff,
Sony,
to reinvent Pong to make it enjoyable. Pong?
It's basically Pong, yeah. It's
yeah, like 3D well, Pong. I'm sure it is, because what you see, I couldn't get enough of it. Man, unbelievable. So we have Pistons tickets to give away later on today. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got a lot going on today, man. The flying car is coming. I didn't send that one to you, but Uber is involved.
Haven't they been saying flying cars are coming for a while?
This is happening, man. I'm telling you. In the next 10 years. Coach Rex Walters from The Drive is going to drop by. He'll be in studio. We've got Ron. Load it up. Name that movie character. All on the way. But in the next segment, some 19-year-old chick wanted to do something extra hot for her man. Oh, yeah. Kind of backfired on her, though. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a bit. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one, folks. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.